This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's believed millions of workers experience what is called wage theft every year. That's when employers pay workers less than minimum, skip on paying overtime, or just refuse to pay what is due. Now, it's a crime, but penalties are often not severe. One county in California is now holding restaurants and cafes more accountable for chiseling workers on pay. From KQED, Farida Javala Romero has the story.
About 2 years ago, Mirna Arana won a wage claim with the state of California against her former employer. She's an immigrant from Guatemala and the mother of two young boys. She says she often worked 12-hour days cleaning homes and offices in the Bay Area. But she says she'd only get paid about $60 for the entire day. That's not even minimum wage, and it's illegal. A court ordered her former employer to compensate her tens of thousands of dollars in back pay. But Arana hasn't gotten that check yet. She says she feels the judgment in her favor is just a piece of paper. Across California, more than 6,000 low-wage workers like Arana have unpaid judgments.
These specific employers will do everything they can to avoid these payments.
James Yang is with the state enforcement team that tries to get employers to pay. He says many don't.
They start moving property. They start trying to sell or transfer the business, getting rid of real estate, whatever it is.
Yang says when his office has the resources to really investigate a case, they can often claw back money for workers. But his unit is understaffed. Out of 22 positions, almost half are vacant. That's why Yang is glad to see one county also taking on wage theft in the restaurant industry.
It's one county, one specific industry we're talking about here, but it's been very helpful.
Santa Clara County is forcing restaurants to settle unpaid judgments or risk losing their county permit, which would mean they'd have to close down. So far, the county has recovered more than $125,000 for workers who were shorted on their paychecks. And Melissa Sanchez, with the Fair Workplace Collaborative, is working with the county to make sure restaurant owners and catering companies know the rules.
Providing proper education and information to the business owners so that they're not shortchanging our employees.
It's an idea that's spreading. San Diego County just launched a program to help wage theft victims. And in Los Angeles, workers' rights advocates are pushing for something similar. In Santa Clara County, California, I'm Farida Javala Romero for Marketplace.